pleased to be joined by the head coach of IFA boys basketball, Mike Holman, year number one, and has done a really good job of building a program here with the cadets this year. And quite the battle here tonight, coach, against your rival HD Cal, decided in overtime by just three as the Bulldogs hang on 79-76.
Yeah, our kids played hard tonight. Hampton Dumont Cal is a hard matchup for us. Brady Hart's a big kid, and we just do not have size to match up, and it makes it tough for us to rebound. And I think the Wood kid played really well tonight. We put a lot of emphasis on finding Har, and then I think Wood went off and got some boards and some buckets for him tonight. So that's a good compliment to have for Brady. And, you know, our biggest guy is 6'1 on a good day, and it really makes it tough for us to rebound.
The game could have been decided in regulation, but your team did not let up in the final seconds of that game, stuck together and made the plays they needed to force it to overtime. Really good extra effort in that final minute. What you noticed from your team to send it to OT?
Yeah, we try to keep them as calm as possible. We talk a lot about ups and downs, and we can't get too far up or too far down. We kind of keep it at an even keel. And it comes down to a close game like that. I want the kids to relax and know that as coaches we have confidence in them and they have confidence in each other, and we're just going to run, you know, whatever we had set to run and just relax and play. And tonight I think it was Carson Calouse hit that shot to send it to overtime. So we're pretty relaxed in those tight situations, which makes it kind of nice.
And what a clutch three-pointer by him to tie the game at 70 all with 5 seconds left there in that fourth quarter. The yes moment for you on the sideline, knowing that the game would have a chance to go to overtime to give your team a chance to fight back again.
Yeah, we were feeling a little sorry for ourselves there towards the end when we had a little bit of a lead and we kind of let them get back in, and then they got the lead on us, and we were down 4 or 5 or whatever, and we were feeling a little sorry. So, you know, in a timeout we had to remind our boys that, you know, we're still in this, so we just got to get out and play and get after them a little bit. And they did, and they got back in it. And so, you know, that was our second chance to maybe get the win tonight. And so they were excited. And we, you know, went out in overtime and played hard, but just wasn't quite enough tonight.
Really good production from your team. Three players in double figures, led by Cale Calouse with 6 triples. He had 19 points in the first quarter, finished with 26 in the game, 19 points for Carson Calouse, and then 14 for Calvin Hutchison.
Yeah, we're pretty balanced that way. Cale had a really nice start tonight. Feeling pretty good early. They made some adjustments and kind of took him out of the game a little bit for the most part. And then we got to count on our other guys to step up. And tonight I thought Carson really stepped up and played well. And Calvin's really been playing well as of late, and shooting the ball well. So that, you know, that's the thing we have to recognize when they take our leading scorer out. We got to have other guys step up. And tonight we did that.
Your brief thoughts on your regular season home finale coming up on Friday as you get to face Humboldt.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. Humboldt's probably third in the conference right now, and they're always a good team. They're physical, and they shoot the ball well. And, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup for us. We got to come out Friday night and have all the energy that we can have and you know, hope to hang in there and give it a shot at the end again.
Final thoughts, Coach. Is your team right there here tonight? Game decided by three. Another battle for Bradford, down to the wire type game that this rivalry really has been over the history of it.
Yeah, it's been a good rivalry between the two schools for forever. You know, it goes way back. And you know, being from Hampton and being on both sides of it, you know, you hear a little chatter from both sides, and it's been kind of fun to kind of poke each other a little bit. But the kids play hard, and they respect the rivalry a little bit. And you know, it was just a good game tonight.